what it is. This is Tyrus and my co-captain, co-pilot, Temp the Vessel.
Yes.
My mouth is really dry today. I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm hydrating. It's my diet, I think. I got my Sensible Meals in front of me. Like, life's phenomenal right now.
Nice. I'm a little tired. I had a sleepover party.
What?
With my best friend last night, because his boyfriend is out of town. So we had a sleepover party, okay, and we were up late chatting.
I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Okay. I think there's a cutoff for a sleepover.
I am 30 years old.
I think
big 30.
Isn't it just friend crashing?
No, it was that we had snacks.
Yeah, I know, but
we had ice cream.
It's not really like a sleepover.
We watched South Park.
Did his parents check on him?
No, but we did FaceTime his brother.
I mean, that's kind of a sleepover. Was it like, did you guys all make beds in the living room and watch scary movies?
We shared his bed.
Okay.
It's a big bed. We don't snuggle.
Okay. So many things I want to ask and so many red flags in my brain right now.
We had a wonderful time.
I guess, okay, so enlighten me. I'm going to start by saying I'm ignorant to some of the I've never had the pleasure of having like a real close gay friend.
I've never got plenty of those.
So I don't really understand the nuances. Like, I would still think there's still guy-girl etiquette. Like, if I was best friends with, let's say, a lesbian, and I was like, yo, we're going to sleep over or, like, come hang at the house, wouldn't there still be etiquette rules?
No.
Like, those rules don't apply. So, like, I don't have to put the seat down. I don't have to open the door. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it, like, a guy, like, bro thing? So is it, like, a girl? Or is it just different? Like, help me not get suspended right now.
He is a guy, and he is gay.
Okay, but like, if you and I had a sleepover.
Right, well, you are not gay.
Right, I would not, you and I would not at any time, like, leg over leg watching a movie. Inappropriate. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's rules. There's no rules?
He's not attracted to me.
That's not the point.
Because I am a woman, and I am not a man.
I understand that.
And he is in a relationship with a fellow man.
I'm drowning here, Kat.
They have a dog together. His name is Albie. Albus Dumbledog is his full name.
I don't have a question about hanging out with dogs. I know how to do that. I'm just saying, is there a different rule of etiquette?
No. I mean, he's just like my brother.
So I could be like, she's just like my sister, and we're just hanging out playing Xbox together, and there's no reason for me to get in trouble for having a woman hanging out in my house as long as we're both...
Anyone who would be upset,
into people from the other side of the
Anyone who would be upset would be a monster.
Devin, you'd be okay with that. Like, if your boyfriend had a sleepover with his gay friend Tamia, and they were just hanging out all night playing video games and watching movies, you'd be fine with that.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I learned something. I did not know that.
Yeah. We had popcorn. I actually ate quite a bit last night. I'm not pleased with myself.
When do you not? You have the metabolism of a crack addicted, heroin fixed, soda drinking gerbil. Like,
I had
stop.
Thai bowl. I had popcorn. I had Cheetos. I had Fritos, which rhymes with Cheetos.
And listen,
I had
a Klondike
bar.
She finishes the bag.
Oh yeah,
this ain't one helping.
Yeah, no.
No, this ain't one helping.
No, I had a Klondike bar. And I did a little pre-eating before I went over as well, so I wasn't even really that hungry.
She's not afraid to have breakfast. Breakfast is not an issue for Kat. And we'll still be hungry.
Oh, yeah.
She's like a little shrew.
Sometimes I keep a bag of Gushers next to my bed sometimes, so I can have my morning Gushers. I don't know how anyone starts their day off without a pack of morning Gushers.
So you need sugar just to kick off the day.
Love it.
And then you drink a lot of coffee, too, right?
I drink so much coffee.
Then you vape.
And I vape. Yeah, I'm just like pumped full of stimulants, essentially.
But yet you're so laid back.
Yeah. I probably would just be like narcoleptic if I quit vaping. I would just pass out and drool on myself.
But I would never characterize you as hyper.
No.
Like, oh, Kat, I mean, she's got the shakes. She's definitely got the hyper shakes. But, like, you're not hyper at all. I think you're always calm, cool, collected,
oh, yeah.
reserved.
Oh, yeah.
So what would it take for you to, like, be like, oh, my God, I'm so hyper, I can't slow down. I'm not sure.
I don't know, methamphetamine?
Maybe. Okay.
I've never tried it, not even once.
If we could keep it out of the spectrum of illegal drugs, like something we could maybe try in here.
Like I already do all those things.
If I drink a Red Bull, I'm like, oh, man, I'm going crazy here.
Yeah, Red Bull is kind of nuts.
Like, it would be like a quadruple shot of espresso get you a little going?
I don't know. I just had two, and I feel fine.
Nothing. The woman's a – you're a mountain.
Yeah.
You're a mountain. Shall we – speaking of mountains. Drug trafficking parrot. There's not a mountain.
Mountains of drugs.
But mountains in the Amazon are home to many fine parrots.
I totally got where you're going, Tyrus.
Thanks. I'm a little off today.
It's okay.
I tell you, I'm dieting.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Sensible Meals took me back.
A parent has been detained by police in Brazil for alerting drug dealers about the police's arrival, shouting, "Mama, the police!" The drug dealers involved were a local couple who ran a den and escaped before police arrived to catch them. The local reports have claimed that the drug trafficking bird is not cooperating in the investigation.
Ugh.
A report also said the cops tried to loosen up the bird, but they have been unable to break it.
Well, how do you
I'm on this
bird
side.
You're a libertarian.
Yeah.
What does loosen up mean?
I'm just saying.
They smack him around?
Yeah, maybe they gave him bird
seed.
Showed
him pictures of cats? You know? But maybe their lead detective's a cat. Just leave me alone with him.
That's
get
like
out
BoJack
of him.
Horseman. The
yeah.
show.
Yeah, you know, like, how do you rough up a parrot? Like, that's, because every question you ask him, he's just going to repeat. So it'd get really frustrating for the guy interrogating him. Like, what's your name? Rah, what's your name?
I love that the drug dealers escaped. I think that's great.
Yeah, but I mean.
Parrot did the parrot's job.
Never leave a man behind, or in this case, your parrot. Although he's got a big mouth. And you know what? It's funny. I'm becoming a visionary. I talked about this last week. I had made mention about parrots are a bad choice for pets.
Yeah.
They talk. They drop dime. Rot. Who's that girl? Like, they do that.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't, you know. You have an amazing pterodactyl voice. I got an amazing rot.
Yeah, it's
parrot
pretty good.
Thing. But, like, parrots are not our mascot for the simple fact that, like, they got, you know, snitches get stitches. Or in this case, parrots get loosened up. I just love that wordage, loosen up. Yeah, I've been...
I'm a little bit concerned about these police who are going to, they are apparently considering this parrot a reliable witness.
And a suspect.
They
called him a drug trafficker. Don't you need thumbs to traffic?
It's a parrot. So let's say the parrot, what are they going to have it testify in court?
Yeah.
You're going to bring that in front of a jury? What are you doing over there, Brazil?
It's like a really, really, you know what? I've seen this before. About 3 a.m. when the Three Stooges come on, there was a parrot in the courtroom that dropped dime, and then the parrot climbed inside of a turkey, and everyone thought the place was haunted and like ruined the courtroom. Oh, Devin, Three Stooges. I mean, you won't like it. It's
sounds
in black
like
and white.
Some hijinks.
Yeah, it's literally slapstick. You know, I was watching a documentary this weekend about Buster, the silent filmmaker. Wow. Phenomenal. Like, he made 7,000 movies and was broke. Like, he just, you know, wow. Too bad he didn't have a voice. You know what I'm saying? I guess you, okay, you know what?
Speaking of grandmas.
A 7-year-old was punched after not being a good enough lookout for his shoplifting grandma, police say. Court documents state 27-year-old. 27-year-old Rebecca Gonzalez came to the store to pick up her 7-year-old son, who was being used by his grandmother as a lookout while she shoplifted. Officers reportedly saw Gonzalez slap and punch the child in the face when she was in the parking lot. The child reportedly told police that he was hit because he didn't watch out for his grandma good enough. Gonzalez, the mother, has been arrested for aggravated assault.
Well, I would say this kid has got to be confused.
I mean, if you're going to do something, you do it right. I mean, I get the message, although it's just off kilter. Like, if you're going to be a lookout, you be the best damn lookout you can be. Don't none of that half-ass in my household. You know, like, you got to see that through. You got to do it right. I understand the message.
At my grandma's house, my mom's mom, we used to watch only, just sit there and watch either the Catholic channel or Pimp My Ride. She loved Pimp My Ride.
Wow.
She said it was so nice what Exhibit did for those people.
What a small world. My boy Big Dana.
Yeah.
I broke into bouncing with him. Like, we're very close. He's part of my crew and Exhibit and stuff. I hung out in that garage a few times.
I wish that I had known you while my grandma was still alive, because maybe we could have made her life.
No, I'm going to stop you right now. I am not doing this with you. Last week on the Greg Gutfeld Show,
which you can see Saturday nights at 10 p.m. only on Fox News Channel.
You did the dead thing with your mom.
I did.
And it literally was the
best worst
thing I've ever been a part of, because they laughed and they realized they were laughing, and then they tried to like clean it up. And just when you went, oh, it's over? And she'd be like, did I say my mom's dead? Like, yeah.
She's dead.
We went to another story, and it just died out real quiet. And then right at the end, she went right back to, and did I tell you my mom's dead? Like, no one's clean. Like, it was.
She's dead.
Yeah. So I don't want to do the grandma
These
thing.
Are the facts.
Yeah, there are the facts.
Yeah. Actually, my grandma died right after my mom, and then our dog died.
Wow.
And then that
always
was,
happens in threes.
Yeah, well, that was also the same month that guy broke up with me at Coney Island in front of my dad.
So that guy was the chain of events.
So times were tough.
Not as tough as being beat up for being bad by helping your grandmother commit a crime. And she's not senile, because according to the stats here, grandma's like 46. I mean, he's 7, mom's 27. There's a good chance that grandma's, 47. I mean, it's just, wow. Like, she's young enough to know. Like, that's where we're at. You want to go see grandma? No, she makes me the lookout. She never lets me be the point man. I'm so much better at armed robbery. Like, this is sad that, first of all, you need a lookout for shoplifting? The whole point of shoplifting is stealth. Quick. You stuff it in your shirt and you go. Like, my career in shoplifting stopped when I was, like, 8. I walked in the store. We were stealing wacky packs and baseball cards. And then we got out of the – walked out of the liquor store, and we were like, man, we are phenomenal. So let's take it to the next level. Let's steal G.I. Joe, guys. So we went into Kmart. Remember that old place?
Sure
Kmart's?
Do.
I think they're gone now, right? They're things of the past. And we stuffed G.I. Joe guys in our pants, and I pretend like I had a horrible stomach ache. I'll never forget this. I literally was like, oh, my stomach hurts so bad. And I just remember people looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? But no one touched or bothered me, and I got out, got on my bike, and was riding away just so excited because matter of fact, it was Storm Shadow, which was a huge, huge, huge thing. He was rare. He was hard to find. He was like the best bad guy. And I was so proud of myself, but after a few seconds, I noticed that I was the only one. Like, my boy was not. So I turned back. And when I saw his bike and I saw, like, a crowd of people, we weren't that tight. So I went home. I left him.
I stole a shirt once when I was, like, 15. I'd actually been invited to go to the mall with, like, the cool girls. And they, apparently when I got there, I realized all they do is steal
And you had to fit
so in. I had to fit in. So I remember I was at Wet Seal, and I like used someone's like they brought scissors to cut the security tags
Wait
off.
A minute, I'm sorry.
So
Wet Seal.
I used someone's scissors to cut the security tag off. Put the shirt in my bag. Left. Everything was fine, except for I felt like they were following me and they knew. So every other store we went into, I got so scared. Long story short, I asked for one of the girls' car keys, who was older, and insisted on hiding under the seat of her car for the rest of the afternoon. So the whole me trying to look cool thing did not really pan out.
And that's kind of when you knew that crime really wasn't your thing.
It's not like, for me. Sorry, Wet Seal, if you're listening to this, I hope the statute of limitations is passed on the $10 tank top that I stole when I was 15.
Did you get away with it, though?
I did.
I did not.
Yeah.
Because I got home and I only had one brand new G.I. Joe guy, and I have a son of a bitch for a brother who said, where did you get that? I said, I found it. He didn't believe me, so he said, give it to me. I told him no, so he went and told on me. And then my mom put it together that I stole it, so then she took me to Kmart to turn myself in, which is the worst idea ever. and I had to give it back and apologize for stealing. And maybe this is why I'm not big into religion. I had to go home and read the book to a person who didn't follow any of the rules. So it was completely insane to me. But I was shamed in my neighborhood. Like, walking the streets, they were calling me a thief. And, of course, there was a whole left my friend to die thing. He was not happy with me. And subsequently, we were not friends for at least 4 or 5 days, which is a long time when you're a kid. You know, yeah. I wasn't, you know, 15 hiding under a car seat. I was – so after that, I realized that this crime thing is not, you know – like, it just wasn't worth it. But I really blame my brother for the whole thing, because it was really the perfect crime. No one questions a kid who's about to throw up, because nobody wants to get on you. Like, kids out there, not that Kat and I ever condone stealing. We are against that. I think we
anti-stealing.
Yeah, we are anti-stealing. But if you're going to do it, pretend like you're going to throw up is a good move. Because who's going to run to embrace you? Like, that kid's about to throw up. Gee, they just want to get out of your way. Like, oh, I don't want to get on me. This kid throw up, which means, like, piece of crayon.
Mm-hmm.
Candy, probably some oatmeal.
Gross.
You know, Pop-Tarts. All that stuff looks terrible. Fruit Loops. You ever seen Fruit Loops on the way out back? Oh, it's not pretty. It's not pretty. Speaking of not pretty, Killer Bird is up for auction.
So we have an update from last week. Last week we told you about the large flightless bird called the cassowary that killed his 75-year-old owner when he fell in the enclosure.
That cat wanted to buy.
Yes, well, now she has her chance.
She has a chance.
Auction. It could be yours. The killer cassowary, as they're calling it, along with dozens of other dangerous and endangered animals kept by the owner before his death, are up for auction. The sales auctioneer, Scotty Wilson, says they expect about 100 people from across the country to attend. It's this Saturday. The media, however, not welcome. They don't want them there.
Well,
you see video cameras, they're not going to...
Tyrus and Tim would go as civilians. We would not wear our media credentials. We would just go as observers, and I would like to bid. I think we have it in the budget.
Yeah. Every year when I'm budgeting, I leave out a small to large amount for killer bird purchases.
I, too, leave a small sum of money out for not just killer birds, but any aggressive animal that would clearly ruin my house and nice things, and possibly devouring one of my children as just kind of like a thing.
Well, there are over 100 animals up for auction, including 2 adult cassowaries, 5 ring-tailed and ruffed lemurs.
Oh, lemurs are awesome.
I definitely want a lemur.
They have prehensile hands, you know, opposable thumbs, prehensile tail, I meant to say.
26 marmosets, an emu, and a slew of macaws.
More you can
parrots.
Keep the macaws.
We don't want
the
macaws. I don't need my business. Didn't pay your bills again. Rot. Electricity's off and you make money. Rot. Why? Like, I don't need that.
I just don't.
I literally forgot
trust anything that can in the sky.
Actually, you know what? I observed that this weekend. Standing outside, I watched a blue heron fly by and basically crop dust the entire backyard. Just literally a 7-foot just spray. And I was like, wow. And it was like dead on accurate. Like, it was like across the bow to warn us, stay away from the water. Like, it was, I was like, wow, that's too much power for one bird to have. And explains a lot about my truck. Like, for those of us who went, when a bird to my truck, if he's endangered, he's not going to make it. Like, it's the worst. And it's usually right when it's clean.
When I was
like,
a child,
just get it out.
I had a very, very, very pervasive fear of getting on by a bird, to the point where I'd carry a bar of soap with me everywhere I went.
The only thing I hate worse than getting...
Is that normal?
Having a bird on you is the guy going, well, it's good luck. It's good luck. You know what? Well, then here, come here, man. Let me spread some luck on you. I literally have had I was sitting at a bench at school eating lunch, a vulnerable 15-year-old dealing with acne, mixed hair that wouldn't make up its mind, some big feet and awkwardness, sitting there, and bam, right on my chest, bird. And I didn't see it. But every person walking by saw it. And, you know, it's not a fun lunch that day. Like, oh, you got...
How do you not notice when you get... on? As someone... who has never been stepped on, not to brag, but never been on.
It just happened. You know how many people get hit on the shoulders while they're walking? And it's always some smartass like, hey, excuse me, you have bird stuff on your shoulder? Did you know? Did you know you had bird stuff? No, yeah, I knew. I 100% knew. Camouflage, man. Just trying to blend in. I'm undercover. I'm a cop. Like, I hate the way people address situations. Don't ask me if I know. I don't know. It's just like asking someone an obvious question like, hey, Kat, you got your glasses on? I hate that. Those are the worst people in the world. Those are the people that I think should own cassowaries. That's fine because they can ask him a dumbass question that they already know the answer to and the bird will be trained to attack. So maybe we could bid on the bird, get a couple lemurs. I would willing to be to bet, Kat, there's a tegu or two in there. There's got to be.
I want one so bad.
Probably a monitor, maybe a Komodo dragon perhaps. You know, we have talked about them on this show. We got to get some more information on this. I know we don't have a secretary or an assistant, but if there's anyone out there who hears this, yeah, I literally looked, just so you guys can paint a picture, I looked at the other side of this glass and they looked back like, I know you ain't asking me, bro. Like, you got minutes on your phone too. Well, I actually don't because, again, I forgot to pay my bill. So, yeah, I'm a successful guy with no electricity on the weekends. Phenomenal. Like, just who does that? I do. Speaking of untraditional guy, Florida man. This one actually fit. Wow, I did it. Florida man didn't drink while driving, only at stoplights. Well, there you go.
A Florida man stopped for drunk driving denies he was actually drinking while driving, claiming he only drank while he was stopped at traffic signals and stop signs. Earl Gustavus Stevens of Vero Beach was approached by a police officer after a woman called 911 saying he had hit her bumper numerous times while waiting in a McDonald's drive-thru lane. A bottle of Jim Beam was sitting in the passenger seat next to Stevens, and he admitted he had been drinking. But when pressed if he was drinking while driving, Stevens said no. He further explained that he was not drinking while the car was moving and only when he stopped for stop signs and traffic signals, wrote the officer in the report.
So if this man believes this, he's too stupid to be driving anyway.
I mean, this guy, first of all, let's take it easy on him. There's a lot of pressure on him. First of all, his first name's Earl. And then his parents tried to make up for it by calling Gustavus, which probably is Spanish for Earl. His name's probably Earl Stevens. So, I mean, he's got that wonderful moniker going for him. And this is, hey, kids out there, if you get pulled over for something, don't try to talk your way out of it unless you're really good at talking. And you already know if you are or not. We don't need to give you examples. He literally tried to explain away. You have an open bottle of Jim Beam, alcohol on your breath, and your answer was, well, sir, I only drink at the stop signs. In which the officer was so impressed with your honesty, he's like, well, that's a horse of a different color. You know what? Please, carry on. Have a nice day. Excuse me for stopping you. Not well thought out.
Don't drink and drive, even at stoplights, kids.
Yeah, Tyrus and Tim are against drinking at stop signs. Unless you're not in the car. Like, you could just post up at a stop sign, get blitzed for all
I care.
Yeah,
that ticket's cheaper. The public.
Well, it depends where you're at. Louisiana, open container is cool. Vegas, open container. You can literally just hang out at a stop sign. I mean, not in the middle of the street. I mean, but you'll end up there. Like, if you're getting tossed at a – what's the attraction of drinking at a stop sign? It's like a fun game? Is this a game? Like, this is college kids are going to be playing? Every time
not.
We get a stop, go to a stop sign, drink a shot, which we condemn. Like, no, absolutely not. That's a horrible idea. We're really gonna fix that, right? Devin, we're gonna edit that out because I can't come back from that. Where is Devin?
Where's Devin?
You're not Devin.
There seems to be some sort of buzz on the microphone. Does everything sound all right with you?
Who
guys?
Are
you? Okay, everything sound good?
Everything's great.
Is your microphone sound all right? Everything's good?
Everything's good.
Yeah, everything's good, as far as I know, yeah.
Okay, buzz, nothing's wrong? Okay.
Wait, I don't know.
Where's Devin?
What am I not supposed to be hearing?
Oh, just the buzz. There's anything. Are you hearing everything?
How everything's good? Sounds good?
I mean, sometimes I hear an echo of my own voice. Is that cool?
Yeah, I think that should be. Let me see. Yeah, I'm hearing everything. Sounds good. I think everything is all right.
Do you always do this with all podcasts? Just run in and...
Is that what you guys are doing right now?
A podcast? I feel...
Yeah, I mean, there's a picture of Tyrus and Timp right behind you.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. That's
us.
Pretty cool.
Because it is. I feel as though it's our job to let you know if we're having audio problems. You don't just come and run on set. And
that's a good point. I should know better.
You're a sound guy, right?
Yeah, my name is Dion Bai. I'm a sound guy, and I work here at Fox. And
okay.
I also have a book out by of insane coincidence as well called Blood in the Streets.
Wow, is this... Wait a minute.
It's it right there, actually. I had my lunch in here about an hour ago, so I figured I just left it in here. Yeah, it's available on paperback, ebook,
like Amazon?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, yeah. And I was listening out here. The sound quality, I'm going to have to admit, it did sound fine. So there was actually no real reason why I should come in here.
So you're just trying to promote your book?
Yeah, but I thought
you could have like sent an email, you know, like
But you know, you got to be like a forward thinking, you know, got to be a go getter, try to, you know, make the initiative nowadays and try to get on and try
Wait,
to just force
see,
your
let me
swing
see if
in.
I understand this straight. You just walked up in here, convinced me there was something wrong with sound and kind of cat.
Yeah.
And you're shamelessly plugging your book.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it'd be a good read for everybody.
Well, you know what, man? This is,
you know,
I've read about this kind of stuff.
If people like, you know, gritty crime fiction, 70s cop movies, it's,
I might
know,
like
Toe
that,
Jack,
like Dirty Harry?
Dirty Harry, you know, Bullet and all that. You've been on my podcast before as well.
What?
I have a podcast called Saturday Night Movie Sleepovers.
Wait, hold on, bro. You can't come on our podcast and plug your podcast.
Well, you guys were talking about sleepovers at the top head of your podcast, and I said, my podcast has sleepovers in the title.
Oh, that's right! You were the sound...
Yeah.
Damn it, you did. This is not the first time you've done this to me.
No, I've done this to you many times.
Because you were the sound guy on the Greg Gutfeld show.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, Cat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, which airs Saturday nights at 10 p.m. only on Fox News Channel.
And
right?
I'm always miking her up.
And I was leaving,
a little,
and you said...
Yeah, why don't you come talk to me about podcasts and sleepovers? And then we talked about...
I'm sorry. Wait, I just came back from the bathroom. Hi,
Devin.
You?
I'm Dion. I work at Fox around the corner.
Yeah, I'm glad that you work here, but who let you up here?
He said he was fixing the sound.
We're in the middle of a podcast.
I'm
going to have to do a lot of editing.
Well, I had lunch in here an hour ago, and I was coming in to just get
my
book.
You had lunch in here? This is a private studio.
His book's right there. It's available on Amazon.
On a side. But then they were talking about all this funny stuff. I also tried to steal something when I was young, and I got in trouble.
Really?
I walked out of a Caldor with a Matchbox. I needed a tow truck from a Matchbox, Hot Wheels.
This is funny.
So I walked out the back, and I was like 5, and I had it behind my back thinking that's going to be okay. And we got to the car until my mom realized. And then my mom said, you have to go back in there.
Wait, is this like story time? Is he staying? Are you guys, I mean... What's going on? Are you like?
So I went back
in here,
and then
I mean, he's here.
Yeah, it seems like he's. I mean, I'm not in the mood to kick anybody out.
Wow.
You know.
I mean, okay, it's up to you guys. That's.
I mean,
sure.
He just. Is there a shipwreck here?
You know,
because we just
pirated. I don't want to bring this up, but you know, I did bail you out that time when you had that costume party last year, where you were doing the Smokey and the Bandit, and someone backed out of being the snowman, and you were the bandit. You know, I had to learn how to drive a Kenilworth 1976 W900.
You know,
I don't know what's going on.
The original plan was for us to be Big Enos and Little Enos.
I know that, but you got the costumes wrong, and you rent. How are we going to do that when you rent a Trans Am and a truck?
I don't know what's going on, and I feel like that's not my fault.
Well, Kat had a freaking casket birthday party.
Yeah, but how smart was it?
So I tried to do it once by doing a
She's going to be the snowman? I mean,
yeah,
I look
Kat
much better,
be
you know,
snowman,
and you as Smokey with the Trans Am and the hat and all that kind of thing. And how hard is it? You know how many gears are on a truck? And I only had an hour to learn that. And that's hard going up a hill. You had me going up a hill.
Kat,
a lot of hills.
I was trying to do a surprise party where you and I were going to be the bandit and the snowman.
I don't believe you, Tyrus.
I was, but it didn't work
out. Well, he called me and he was like, I need someone. You got to help me. So I had to get down to where
you're so busy now that you don't have time for parties.
I am busy.
It was at a cost of $40 getting me down there to that location and then trying to, but it was a fun time. But anyway, I did a couple things. I did steal something, and then my mom made me bring it back and it was horrible.
You know what? Speaking of a couple things or one big thing, me and Kat can get back on track with Dion, the sound guy.
So I should just hang out here and just see if everything...
I mean, you're here.
You're here.
Okay.
Plenty of room on the couch. Anyone else?
And you remember your parrot from Harlem Nights? Remember? Rat.
Yep, I remember that.
Yep.
Well, hey, don't... Excuse me.
No.
Don't you do a parrot. Parrots are mine. I don't do pterodactyl.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You don't do pair. That's rude.
Yeah, you do need to watch yourself.
Check yourself. I mean, coming in here and not knowing. This,
you're on probation.
I'm trying to behave and not do what I think I should do. Because you just walked in my house, put your shoes up on my table, started raising my children under your moral value, and stole my parrot. You know what would happen if you came in here? And you're lucky you did the parrot thing because it's new. If you would have done the pterodactyl thing, Kat would have ripped.
I would have lost my.
Would have ripped your throat out.
I wouldn't be surprised. I've seen her get mad.
That's tymph appropriation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't touch. You don't mess with the tymph. She's the vessel, but she can do that. Okay, so now I found it. Never go away. This is your fault, Devin.
I am so sorry.
Hi, Devin.
This is your giant mistake. Speaking of giant mistakes.
A 6-ton potato prop has been converted into an Airbnb in Idaho after touring the U.S. for 6 years. It's been reported that the potato/hotel is 28 feet long, 12 feet wide, 11.5 feet tall, and 336 square feet.
We've been invaded.
This has really thrown me off today,
honestly. I flipped the script. I'm sorry.
I've never had anyone barge into my studio.
Gotta promote
like
your
this.
Own book.
Blood Seriously. In the Streets.
Now called
is that
the Big
Paperback? Sorry.
Yeah, paperback.
I'm done.
Oh, I thought we were done with
an e-book. Sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Now called the Big Idaho Potato Hotel, the fake spud traveled on the back of a semi-truck for Idaho Potato Commission to promote the state's crop. Once it was done with the giant vegetables tour, the commission wasn't sure what to do with it until the house developer Chrissy Wolf suggested turning it into a rental home. According to Airbnb, the potato has air conditioning, heating, and an indoor fireplace. Listed as a farm stay, the one-bedroom potato can only host 2 people and has a queen-size bed. It costs $200 a night to stay, and it's located on 400 acres of farmland 25 miles outside of Boise.
So does that mean it's a real potato they carved out?
Excuse me. I'm sorry. The show is Tyrus and Tymph. It's not Dion goes first and then Tyrus and Tymph. Okay?
I'm all out of.
Would you like to say something about the story?
I just, Big Idaho Potato Hotel. People, I mean, it's only $200 a night, I guess, but.
$200 a night is a lot. That's like 4 months in a Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah, but it's a potato.
Which means there's no TV, no air conditioning.
And you're
No, the
flat,
potato has landlocked. Air conditioning, heating, yeah, no. And an indoor fireplace.
That sounes dangerous. Is it a real potato? Did they carve the potato
no,
out?
No, it's not a real
not
potato.
Hear the
How
story?
Could you live in a real potato?
That's what I'm saying.
It's, no, it's, that's it's, two look, strikes.
People lived in a shoe
that's
for
two
a while.
Strikes.
A mom and membership.
But not a vegetable.
Okay, good point. Valid point. Yeah.
I mean, unless you're a beetle, and we don't condone that either. That's, you know.
No.
I just, you know, this is one of those stories where.
Handicap access? Can you get up into it and all that kind of a thing?
That,
you, know?
You know what? I didn't think about that.
You know?
That would be an issue for me. If you're going to stay at a potato.
How accessible is the bathrooms?
Room. Is there a bathroom in the potato?
Yeah.
There's a chance this is an ableist potato is what you're saying.
Ah.
Yeah. You have to go to the outhouse, which is maybe like an avocado in the backyard?
Terrible joke.
I know.
Yeah.
That's strike 2.5, buddy.
Getting close.
You know, I just.
Should we do one more story?
Yeah, I just, and a $200 potato is, I feel like that's wrong.
And what do you get with it? Do you get anything?
I love
Are there
potatoes.
Any sides?
Yeah, exactly.
I like where
fries?
You're going with that. I got to be honest.
Chips?
I mean, I still want to punch you for breaking you know? In, but like. You
or the English call it crisps. You
yeah.
know, what do you get with the potato?
A nice T-bone. I always like a good steak with a potato. Chives. Anyone in here chives? Bacon bits?
Maybe you could.
But not fake bacon bits. Like actually cut up a little butter and sour cream. Well, I know. I think it's called loaded. Unless you throw the cheese on there. I mean, you just go all out.
Well, the potato's fake, so maybe everything else is fake. You get out just fake food.
Like maybe there's like a steak recliner on the outside, like some asparagus lawn chairs.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole thing here. We could literally have a cornucopia of vegetable. Thank you. Devin likes big words.
Yeah, yeah.
And I used it right. She didn't have to correct me.
But you can literally have across the street as competition a corn on the cob be your hotel. Be like a motel where each little kernel is like a little room, right?
Like a giant corn.
A giant corn. You got. Remember Pee Wee's Big Adventure?
I guess my idea of a vacation is different from other people's.
Well, when you're, you know.
I don't want to sit cooped up in a fake potato all night.
Well, remember,
on 400 acres of nothing.
Well,
400 acres of Idaho. No offense, Idaho.
They have the, remember the dinosaurs at that roadside stop from Pee Wee's Big Adventure?
That's like in Texas, right?
Maybe. Yeah, I think it's in Texas. But it's like they have that attraction. People go there for that. So maybe people are going to go see the potato, see the
How
onion
How long
rings.
Do you look at a potato for?
Well, you're staying in it, so you're going to look at it for a while. Maybe there's, like, when you're inside, does it look like you're inside a potato? Are you, like, suddenly, what's Howard the Gnome from that show with Tom
Like you're
Bosley?
Staying at a potato while people watch you.
Yeah, you know?
That's sick.
It's are people watching you, or people coming in and trying to get sides?
For $200 a night, I expect some privacy.
I don't like where this conversation's going. Three strikes, you're out.
Okay. Well, it was always a pleasure, never business. Thank you very much for having me on Blood in the Streets.
It was Blood in the Streets.
Saturday night movie sleepovers.
Three
You've
strikes.
Been on the podcast. Movies.
Have you done Cavuto?
I do Cavutos on Friday. Yeah, I sometimes go on air with Cavuto. Sometimes with Kat. But then, you know.
Wow.
Okay.
You guys never met, though.
No. And I...
Well, why would I speak to him?
Yeah,
I
exactly. It's upstairs, downstairs. I'm the help.
Should I get security up here, guys?
Yeah.
I'm on my way.
I gave you three strikes.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah. Oh, kind of.
Has
the
man never seen baseball?
Yeah.
It's not 17 strikes, bro.
Kat hates sports. You made her talk sports. Hey, would you like a cassowary? We could buy him the cassowary.
All right. You guys want to play Would You Rather for
all
your
right,
last one?
All right, because I got to get out of here. I need a cheeseburger.
All right. Would you rather?
Food.
Good Human T-shirt or gallons of grease?
Oh, gallons of grease. I'm
fine with gallons of grease.
All right. Police say a Central Virginia man made off with a whopper of a haul from Burger King.
Ha ha! Clever!
Hundreds of gallons of used cooking grease. Alvaro Mendez Flores of Richmond admitted to the April 4th theft. Court documents say Flores backed up his box truck to the grease dumpster and used a hose to begin siphoning the used oil into a 1,600-gallon tank. Cooking grease can be used to make biodiesel fuel. Grease thefts have increased as biodiesel prices have risen. Flores told police he would get about 25 cents a gallon for the stolen oil.
Wow, talking about want to have it his way. So
didn't know that there was a market for stolen. Hey, how do you sell that?
How do you sell that? A rocket ship. You know, he needed some diesel fuel.
I don't know how you sell that.
I was thinking it was like some, this story, I got to be honest, it's practical. It makes sense. The guy was trying to make diesel fuel to make some money. I mean, it's a crime, but like, it's not at all what I was thinking. Like, I was hoping there was going to be like, there was chained people to a room that he covered in grease and he just liked to slide on people. Like some kind of, like, I can we hear the t-shirt story? Because like, this is just a guy just trying to make a buck, stealing Robin Burger
King. I love Burger King. And I want to go there, I'm hungry.
I can't go because I'm on a diet, thanks to Sensible Meals for letting me come back. So, because I wasn't good on my diet. I would send in pictures, and they'd be like, seriously, bro, it's before. Are you kidding me? No, we're not posting this. Are you eating on the phone? No. So, but I got it together now. I got it together. So, you know, you're going to go ahead and have Burger King. I'm going to go sit alone and think about Burger King.
All right.
And, yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds like I win this one.
Oh, you absolutely win. You're winning because you literally can eat my weight and food and you'll lose a pound. The only thing I get over you is my immune system is phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm always a little bit sick with something.
Yeah, like literally. Yeah, your hunger pains could literally turn into like leukemia.
Yeah.
Like you literally. Oh, she makes jokes about her dead mom. Stop.
My mother is dead.
Dead.
She's never coming back. She's
not
dead.
Up in here. Gone. Upper room.
Hey, Kat, what did you get your mom for Mother's Day? Nothing, because she's dead.
Hit
never
the music.
Coming back.
You have been listening to Tyrus and Tim.
Just like my mom's life, this is over.
Abruptly.
Abruptly, yeah.
You giggled. Did you hear her giggle?
It's okay to laugh at death.
You have to.
Yeah.
Please turn off our mics.